Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We are kicking off a four-part series this weekend focusing on fire prevention and preparedness following Tuolumne County declaring a local fire initiative, making it a top priority for 2019. We're joined in studio on this week one show by Tuolumne County Administrator Tracy Riggs, Office of Emergency Services Coordinator Liz Peterson, and Tuolumne County Supervisor Sherry Brennan. OES Coordinator Peterson, I'll go back to you with this next question. We're starting to hear more and more about these public meetings that are taking place in the community in regards to many of these topics. You know, what can you tell us about the meetings that are still coming up?
Yes, so we have been holding meetings all around the county in strategic communities that maybe that would benefit from this kind of education, although we recognize that here in Tuolumne County, everybody benefits from fire safety and evacuation preparedness education. So we have three meetings left in this, you know, kind of roadshow that we're doing. We have one on Monday, April 1st, and that's at the Groveland Community Hall at 6 p.m. We have one Thursday, April 4th, also at 6 p.m., and that's in the Board of Supervisors chambers here in Sonora. And then there's one on Saturday, April 13th, and that is at the Dogwood Theater at Columbia College. These are in partnership with our sheriff's office, with our animal control, with our fire department, and with the Forest Service. And we are talking together, trying to inform the community of ways that they can prepare themselves now, like Supervisor Brennan mentioned, ways that they can be proactive now to take some responsibility. That's the goal of the meetings, and they have been so far very well attended, and I think it's some really good information that we're distributing.
You know, besides the defensible space aspect, you know, what are some other things that just people, you know, locally right now should just make a list about and get ready for the season?
Yeah, so they there's the whole aspect, yeah, like you mentioned, of defensible space, but also of home hardening. There's all kinds of things that CAL FIRE suggests that folks can do to harden their home. So it's clearing off your roofs or cleaning out your gutters or a variety of different things. And I should mention, too, that all of this information is available on our county website at tuolumnecounty.ca.gov. There's a button there right there that says wildfire preparedness. You can click on that and find all of this information. Defensible space and home hardening are huge ones. Also, to register with our emergency notification system, Everbridge. It's important that folks, if they don't have a landline, that they register their cell phone number and their address. And more importantly, it's important that folks are in a place that they can receive information about evacuations or emergencies that are going on. So we distribute information in a variety of ways. So Everbridge is our emergency notification system, but we also use Clark Broadcasting is a great partner to get information out. We also use the Union Democrat. We have used our local social media, so our fire, our sheriff's office, and our animal control, they have Facebook pages, official Facebook pages that update information. So it's just important that folks take the initiative to be in a place that they can receive the information, however that may be. But again, Everbridge, specifically when it comes to evacuation warnings or orders, it's important that folks are registered for that. Information, again, for that is available on our website. Let me just hit a few others of these. It's really important that folks develop a plan for evacuations. What are they going to do? What are they going to do with their children if they work and their children maybe are in school? What's the plan going to be? And then simultaneously making sure that folks have a bag, like a go bag, available to them that's easy to access. If they have pets, that they make sure that they have pet carriers with leashes that are easy to access. Another thing that's important is get to know your neighbors. I think we've really been encouraging people. That's a really important piece, that get to know your neighbors and their maybe needs that they may have, or if you maybe have some needs when it comes to evacuations. Maybe you have some mobility issues, or maybe you have a whole lot of pets that you may need some help with if you were going to need to evacuate and want to bring your pets with you. So it's just important to communicate with your neighbors, get to know them to the left and to the right of you. And then Get to know your routes too in your community. Know your roads, know what's accessible, know the condition of your roads, and take time to drive them. If you only have one way in and one way out of your neighborhood, it's important to know that. And so we are encouraging folks to get to know their community, the roads that they have, so that they can be prepared. I think there's a lot that folks can do now to prepare themselves. And again, I would just highlight that our website, tuolumnecounty.ca.gov, has a lot of great information. And if folks don't do websites or don't do computers, then we would be happy to mail them some information as well. Then they can call our office for that.
Supervisor Brennan, a different topic on the issue of, you know, regulatory changes. Do you anticipate any changes either at the state or local level over the coming months in response to kind of large fires over recent years?
Yeah, definitely. So I'll talk about both briefly. At a local level, one of the first pieces is we want to take a look at current ordinances, and do we have ordinances in place that are making it difficult for people to do some of the vegetation work on their property? As board members, we've talked an awful lot about open space and how open space now, we recognize that something that is just set aside isn't necessarily healthy and could be overrun with brush and is actually not achieving what the initial intention was in providing some habitat value. So we're going to be looking at some of our ordinances, and then we'll have to see what evolves out of that. At the state level, there are a number of pieces that are going on, and some are pieces that we as Tuolumne County supervisors have been actually advocating for the last several years, and we're now seeing some successes with that. Probably one of the most obvious is with the CEQA, using the CE authority when we do a number of these vegetation projects. In the past has been very complicated, and we've actually lost some grant funding because we were not able to get through the CEQA process in a timely way. And Chief Porter has been tasked, and he's working with a programmatic approach on that. Again, we're not circumventing the process, or the process won't be circumvented, but it will be streamlined so that if you meet certain criteria, if you can check boxes A through whatever, that you can use this programmatic approach and we can get these fire vegetation strategic projects implemented more efficiently, and then which will ultimately mean we'll get more work done on the ground. I believe that he has indicated that's going to be a 12 to 15 month process, and so we're hoping to see that at the end of this year or the first of next year. And then I would also say that there are a number of pieces that are in the legislative process that are we'll have to wait and see what actually comes out of the committee work, but there are a number of pieces in response to the wildfires that happened in the 2018 season.
Need to take one more break. We're kicking off a four-part series this weekend talking about fire prevention and preparedness, joined in studio by Supervisor Sherry Brennan of Tuolumne County, CAO Tracy Riggs, and Office of Emergency Services Coordinator Liz Peterson. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Programming note, next week we will focus specifically on the issues of evacuations, ingress, egress, and all those things that residents need to know ahead of the upcoming fire season. We'll be joined in studio by Sheriff Bill Pooley, the City of Sonora Police Chief Taru Vanderwill. Liz Peterson will be joining us again from OES, and also planning to have a guest from the California Highway Patrol with us next weekend as well. That's next week on Motherload Views. And Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our final segment is coming up in just a minute.